For the final time this year, let's go to the markets. Annette Beecher is the head of Asia Pacific Research at TD Securities in Singapore. Just rolls off the tongue because we've had to say and hear that so much, and it's a joy to have her on the program again. I think we might look back on the year a little bit. Annette, what's caught your eye this year?
Oh, what's caught my eye is, when you said, well, let's have a look at 2013, I thought, well, let's look at where some variables were in January and let's have a look at where they are now. And I guess the striking thing, of course, is the Aussie dollar, which did start this year at 105. And much to my horror and embarrassment, when I looked at my 2013 Outlook piece published this time last year, I said, yes, it'll stay at parity all year.
Oh, no.
So at least I wasn't alone on that front. We did have the big tapering dress rehearsal, as our esteemed RBA governor put it, in May and June, and we lost what we called 10 big figures. And here we are at 88.5. So that's a long way from 105.
Yeah, massive. So do you see that continuing next year? And if so, should we ignore what your predictions are?
Yes, I'm a beautiful reverse indicator. I don't think there's anyone out there that really sees consensus on anything. I mean, we're a pretty unreliable lot, us economists and strategists. So there's a whole bunch of us that believe the currency will be somewhere between 85 and 90. I don't see any reason for a crisis and for it to be 80 cents and below. But I do think the era of parity and above is over. But if I had a quick look at consensus, and the range is actually 82 to 102. You can drive a truck through that range, so someone's going to be right. So maybe if we're on this program this time next year, we can find out who was right.
I reckon as long as we have a currency, we'll probably fall within that range.
Well, in fact, if I'm going to talk about consensus disparity, also the cash rate, there's no consensus, because this year we started at 3 and we had two cuts in May and August, which were both fully passed on to variable mortgage rates. So everybody has benefited from these lower cash rates. And in terms of this time next year, the range is 2 to 3.75. There's some out there looking for a couple of cuts, and a couple like myself who think the next move is up, but not for quite some time. I'm talking November, December next year, just because I happen to think the economy is doing rather well, unlike some of the gloom merchants that are out there. So I think we'll see a couple of very small interest rate increases by this time next year.
But so you don't set the rates, so we have to factor that in to what the prediction might be. I have to say, these bands are getting bigger and bigger in it.
They are getting bigger, and I guess because it's not just about us here in little old Australia. It is about your view in the US and Europe, Japan and China. Like most people, we were a little surprised by the US tapering decision overnight. It wasn't the act of scaling back the purchases from $85 billion to $75 billion. It was just a month earlier than expected. So those guys have done a great job of playing a game of chicken with financial markets over the course of the last 6 months or so. And that's really volatility that we don't need, to be honest. I mean, I did enjoy putting in my report today that the Aussie dollar looked like an ECG printout. It was all over the place trying to digest those headlines. But by and large, US, the economy is on its feet. It doesn't need such extraordinary stimulus, and that will also help keep the Aussie dollar down.
All right, and just finally then, overall, I mean, it's been up and down. That ECG thing has happened with the stock market too, from just my impression from the various reports day to day. But overall, it's gone up. If you had money in at the start of the year, you've got a bit more now.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, in January, we were looking at 4,700. And I remember being on this program getting really, really animated as it got closer and closer to 5,000. I don't even know why 5,000 is an interesting number. I guess everyone just likes nice round figures.
Yeah.
But anyway, we went from 4,700 to 5,200, with banks being the primary driver there. So it's definitely been a good year for the stock market, and hopefully everybody's superannuation is reflecting that.
Right. So the old advice, buy the bank, seems to be good advice.
It works for Australia. They are fairly rock-solid institutions.
Yeah. Look, Annette, it's been wonderful to speak to you throughout the year. Thank you so much for being part of the program. I really hope to speak to you again next year.
I hope to. I hope to be invited back on next year.
Oh, I'll think about it, if you can. Annette Beecher, Head of Asia Pacific Research, TD Securities in Singapore. 20 minutes now to 7.